And on to our third story of the program, Afghan authorities are calling on U.S.-led foreign forces to hand over more information about their unexploded munitions across the country. Director of the Mine Action Coordination Center for Afghanistan says that the information is life-saving, according to Mohammad Sidiq Rashid. Afghan authorities have raised the issue with NATO, but so far, there's been no action. He warned that if the U.S.-led forces do not provide Afghans with the required coordinates and locations, lots of people, especially children, will lose their lives. Experts believe about 10% of all ammunition doesn't explode. This leaves a deadly legacy for the decades to come. In Afghanistan, after 13 years of the U.S.-led war, about 40 Afghans are killed every month by unexploded shells, bombs, rockets, and mines. Almost half of them are children. Our correspondent in Kabul, Faiz Khurshid, tells us that Afghans living near U.S. military bases and outposts are at a higher risk from unexploded ordnance.
Well, it's a big threat now to the lives of people who live near abandoned U.S. military outposts and military facilities. And this has been echoed by this country's Mine Action Coordination Center. The head of this center, Mohammad Sadiq, believes that many weapons have been left unexploded by the U.S. military in most parts of this country, but they don't have enough information about the locations of these weapons to protect the lives of local villagers. And they did raise this issue with NATO's chief and NATO's military commanders based here in Afghanistan, but they have not been provided with enough information to find the locations of these weapons and take action. No action has been taken yet, and people, Afghan officials and people inside this Mine Action Coordination Center are deeply worried about the safety of Afghan people. We understand that Afghans are still bearing the brunt of violence, and this is believed to be another big challenge facing the new government of this country.